This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I am watching Danny Hurley walking off the floor yesterday, getting insulted from opposing fans as his team was vanquished from the tournament.
Oh, you didn't hear him hurling curse words about Florida?
Oh, yeah. My God. He would not stop about the officiating the entire time. And then he's pointing. Now, this one I do like. If you are going to try to heckle the dude who is the two-time defending champion head coach, yeah, he gets to point to his hand and talk about the two rings. He does. He gets to do it. That's one thing you get to do. Is it classless? Of course it is. Is that what's awesome about sports? Yes, it is awesome.
He's become NCAA's biggest villain, right?
He is. I was rooting
between
against
that
him.
And the Lakers stuff.
Listen,
last year.
They were an 8 seed, okay, in that game yesterday against Florida, right? And I was into that game because of him. I was into that game because the UConn brand, certainly, but because I watched him on the sidelines rooting against him for 2.5 hours. It was glorious.
And his team could be better. He just refuses to recruit good kids. He's like, nah. Way too good for me. I like to run you in the dirt, call your names, and get, you know, that's the way we want to get our wins here.
Well, yesterday, even though there were no Cinderellas, we still were able to find some fun out of the tournament. And here in Cleveland, things kind of picked up yesterday. And who better to talk about that than our own Mitch Spinell? And instead of Mitch at the movies, we have Mitch at the Madness, who was given, I hope, some complimentary tickets. Mitch, were you able to get taken care of?
Yeah, a friend of my dad's gave it to us during the high school tournament we were at in Dayton this weekend.
Oh, good.
Mitch comes back to big gear.
A lot of tournaments. Mitch was all over the state of Ohio watching basketball, and I love it because that was my old bit for many years. Would do the high school tournament, MAC tournament, and then when the NCAA tournament is here at Columbus, I would do that as well. So I gave you a task. I said, Mitch, man on the street, let's go. Let's find these fans from all over the country where you had visitors from the SEC. You had visitors from nearby Pittsburgh. You had them from all over. Who'd you get a chance to talk to?
I did get a chance to talk to some Michigan State fans, and Alabama fans, as both schools were victorious in their second round games yesterday. I want to start off with this Michigan State fan. These fans that I got to, because I didn't just talk to them about the tournament. The tournament was the least interesting thing to talk about with these people. I want to get their perspectives on other things we talk about around here on 92.3 The Fan.
Perfect.
I asked these three Michigan State fans, I have their names, Connor, Caden, and Carter. I asked their thoughts on their current head coach of the Detroit Pistons, JB Bickerstaff. And I asked them, I kind of asked them a leading question on purpose. I asked them, are there any worries that you might get to a point where the Pistons can't quite reach that next level like a certain team did under JB Bickerstaff?
I mean, we thought that might be the chance with Dan Campbell, and that's clearly not been the thing, so I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I believe he's the guy. I mean, he's bringing in young guys, and Cade Cunningham's turning into a hell of a player, so I love
it. NBA is a little more different than college. I think if you get the right dudes, any coach can take him to the next level. He'd be good, but I think he definitely has what it's got to take it to the next level.
I would like to hear their answers in 3 years and see what happens.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of how it goes, I think, with Bickerstaff, who has done a remarkable job, I think, this year with the Pistons.
I was just listening to Bon Jovi in the background.
Yeah, well, you could get distracted. I was still thinking about the kids' names. Were they all with K's or C's? Yeah. I think that matters for this
C's.
Discussion. Okay, all three of them.
Yeah.
You're sure on that?
I was
C, C, C. Okay.
I was thinking about what mixed drinks they like the most, because they seem like they're right in that age group. In about 3 years, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But wait, they done with Dan Campbell already? Anyway, move on. They
sound
like they're done with
Dan Campbell, even though he went 14-2 this year and lost to a rookie in the divisional round. I want to talk to some Alabama fans as well.
Good.
Crimson Tide. Got their thoughts on their quarterback from the last 2 years, Jalen Milroe.
That's the Monroe, but I'm happy he's out of Tuscaloosa.
You're happy he's out of Tuscaloosa?
Yes, sir.
You know, his potential's unlimited, but I still think he's got a lot of room for development. It's with the right program that doesn't need to start him. It's behind the right starter. His potential's pretty good.
Okay. It is interesting. Like, there was some scuttlebutt about Milroe potentially to the Browns at some point. Certainly not with number two overall. And I hope not with their first pick of the second round. But the unlimited potential part, I think people are going to be holding on to that for a long time.
Yeah.
They said he ran a 4.3.
Yeah. That's kind of, I don't know, man. Listen, I hope he does all right, man. But that Lamar Jackson comparison is really going to keep him alive for a while.
Could I play their answer on another quarterback that they have more interest in, I think, than Milroe does?
Sure.
I think Jackson's going to be a star. I think he's a star. Someone's going to take him and be very fortunate to get him. I think he is a really good quarterback.
Yeah, I second that.
That was about Jackson Dart, who also plays in the SEC.
Jackson Dart?
Yes.
The Alabama fans, you know it's sad when Alabama fans are sitting there pining for Jackson Dart. But the last time I saw him delivered one of the worst second half performances for a team that was trying to hang in there for the playoffs.
You can tell.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen, you can tell Saban ain't there no more. Saban used to scare people into not saying nothing dumb like that. He'd be like, listen, we don't big up other teams.
All right, Mitch.
So my last person I talked to was somebody that we've had on the show many times.
Special guest?
This is the special guest. A certain afternoon radio host out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 93.7 The Fan, gave his thoughts.
Oh, you're lucky Ken's not here. He would not allow this.
On what he believes is going to be the Steelers' quarterback future.
I think it's going to happen now. He was in Pittsburgh for 6 hours. Number one, I don't think he flies all the way in, Rodgers. He made the trip to them, not the other way around, unless he's not serious or at least really considering it. Then it lasted a long time. I've also heard things about who was involved in the meeting, people in Aaron Rodgers' camp in the meeting, how the Steelers feel about the meeting, that really make me think they believe he's going to sign. Now, he's a very flaky guy. He's a very weird guy. Maybe their read on him is off, and they think it's going to happen, and he's just going to blow them off. I mean, that's very, very possible.
All right, so you met up with Andrew Filippone.
Yes.
Was he drinking?
He had a few refreshments in his hand, some food that he had to put down the floor while we talked in the hallway. He was wearing an Indiana State Larry Bird jersey and a black Pittsburgh Pirates cap, which is the most fascinating combination to me. By the way, he wore that when Michigan State was playing here. Michigan State played Indiana State in the 79 final.
Well, he was hoping that Robert Morris was going to be there. Because...
Hey, that's cross colors, bro. You can't do that. You can't have no Philly. You can't have no Pittsburgh Pirate hat on with no Indiana State blue, baby blue joint. That's not it.
Is it not bizarre? And I was here for, you know, the women's Final Four last year. It is weird seeing your city taken over by fan bases from different regions of the country.
Yeah. But you also, like, you also have to have some standards and rules. Like, if he was going to go with that, he needed to have all Pittsburgh on.
Yeah, stick with it. Robert Morris, Bobby Moe got eliminated in the opening round.
Yeah,
I didn't think we'd see Filippone, so I give him credit.
Before we get out of here, I want to play Pony's take on what he believes will be the Steelers' future. He believes Tomlin's going to get what he wants. Takes a bit of a pot shot at the Browns, too.
My take on things from what I've heard is the Steelers feel very good about it, and make no mistake, they really, really want him. I think they wanted him more than Justin Fields. I don't believe that they wanted Fields the entire time and then came back to Rodgers. I think Tomlin has wanted Rodgers the entire time, and Tomlin generally gets his way. He runs the entire organization. I don't know if it's like that with Stefanski here. Probably not, because Haslam obviously has a lot of say in things, but Tomlin tends to get what he wants, and he wants Aaron Rodgers, so...
You know, I keep thinking, good luck with that. Good luck with Aaron Rodgers. I really didn't want anything to do with him. Obviously, we weren't even on his radar. We were the one team that wasn't rumored to have any interest in him or, you know, mutual interest from Aaron Rodgers. So it was easy. The Browns just really didn't talk about him at all. Do you care if he goes to Pittsburgh? Do you think he's a missing piece, Garrett?
No. I don't. Listen, they're putting themselves in that middle ground, whatever. Like, he played okay for the Jets, but he's not taking them nowhere. Listen, I'm more concerned about Kenny Pickett. I don't want him playing. Like, I do not want to see Kenny Pickett going against Aaron Rodgers so they can just make the comparison and all the graphics. No. Give me my rookie quarterback. I'll take whatever it comes with it. But he ain't going to be doing nothing in Pittsburgh. He ain't doing nothing.
All right, Mitch. We got ripped by Pony as well. Did he take his shots at us?
He took a shot here. Do we have time to play it here?
Sure.
I want to get this one in here. This is part of the intro of me introducing him onto the thing.
Mitch, I'll do anything for you, unlike Lima and Ken. Ken blew me off. I asked Lima if he was coming, and he said, like, life gets in the way now, and he cares more about his wife and kids than doing fun things.
I can understand that. There's zest for college basketball. It's not.
He said zeal.
Excuse me.
The word Lima used was zeal, which is a Lima word. Word Ken would never use. Word Ken might not know the definition to, as a matter of fact. So, but he had, a big youth football meeting to figure out the rules and the specifications for uniform size and two-point conversion tries and things like that.
So you don't believe a word of that, do you?
I really don't.
I mean,
he's probably at Panini's, his favorite Italian spot, instead of coming to the games tonight.
Shots.
By the way.
Is he doing stand-up? Did he go crowdsource? Hey, what's the local eatery?
Right, yeah, he's probably got one for every town. Yeah. Listen. It's not that my wife and kids are more important. I would obviously rather be at the tournament yesterday. I would obviously rather do that. The problem was I went on Friday and just hung out the gigantic sausage fest. Northeast Ohio, I mean downtown Cleveland.
Kielbasa.
It was everywhere. And
reckless speculation.
None of the bars had enough bartenders. Place was overrun.
I know you're famous for your headcounts downtown, but I don't know how you can confirm that.
It was just kind of annoying being around. And then once the first game ended and let out, then you absolutely could not do anything. So, no, I would have rather been there yesterday. 100%. The games still mean more to me than, you know, wife and kids. But, you know, you got to do some other things sometimes. All right, that's it. Thank you, Mitch. Mitch at the Madness. Enjoyed that.
Mitch, go Yankees.
No, he's burning the jersey.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.